Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Does anyone know if blowing grass clippings into the street is illegal? Because I've been guilty of doing this in the past, and the message we got was very interesting. But a guy named Jerry.
Why have you done this in the past? You've never even owned a house.
Yeah, well, I help my parents sometimes, and I was cutting their lawn when they went away on vacation when they're in Europe, and I'm blowing grass clippings in the streets left and right. But he writes this message and he brings up a few good points on this one. And he says, hey, Moose and Breezy, go ahead and share this with your audience. People don't seem to realize that blowing grass clippings in the street is illegal. We have two dumbass neighbors who live across the street from us in Gates. And every time they mow their lawn, they take a leaf blower and blow the grass clippings into the street. And our next door neighbor has told them repeatedly that this is against the law and horrible for the environment. Because the clippings get washed down the drain, and with all the fertilizer and chemicals, it pollutes our water. If you are one of those people who do this, then please stop it. You're doing more damage than you think. Thank you. Chair Bear in the house.
Confessed.
Is it really illegal to do this? Blow your grass clippings into the street. And I see people do it all the time. 585-252-9800. And if anyone can help us out here this morning, because Jerry from Gates says it's the worst thing you can do. I'm like, what?
He's like, literally,
how do you
if you
figure?
Even think about doing it, you're going to jail. So.
But at the same time, I'm not thinking about the water being polluted. I'm just thinking about the street being a mess. That's all I'm doing.
What do you mean the street being a mess?
Well, like, because you're just blowing it into the street and there's grass clippings everywhere.
Right, but
that looks like trash.
But how is that different than like just a leaf, like a tree having leaves shed it? Like,
well, here's the thing. I can understand the whole thing with, yes, the fertilizer and whatnot. That's washing down the drain and that could pollute the water. I get that. Leaves aren't, I don't think they're really doing that, are they? I mean, is this really illegal?
I mean, there's bugs and stuff on them.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, they filter
that are poisonous. So,
listen, at the end of the day, we're all drinking and eating everything that's poisonous for us. It's in our food regardless.
Right. We live in America. What do you expect?
That's what it is. You know what I mean? You can go organic, sure. But does it matter?
Not necessarily. No.
Not necessarily. Mike says,
I didn't know this was illegal. Is it illegal?
Well, Mike is texting in. Let me see. He says, Jerry's right. It technically illegal in Monroe County. The grass goes into the storm drains and clogs them up. That can also cause flooding. I learned the hard way when we had to clean out our street drain last summer. Well, did that cost you any money?
Let us know.
Do you remember last year where I had a fit about cutting the lawn with all the flags sticking out of it? Because Frontier, whoever, comes and sticks flags in your yard, and then they leave for 4 or 5 months, and that's the end of it. So I removed all of them.
Yeah. And then there was a landmine underneath that nobody could place.
But good luck getting anyone to enforce it. Because I'm pretty sure the cops have bigger things to deal with.
I definitely don't think that you can. Like, there's no... And also, unless there's a camera footage of it, video footage, there's no way that you can be pinned for that. Because... There's grass clippings
in everyone's yard. It's the most fun I have after the work is done is playing with the leaf blower. You have HOA when you move into your place in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So you won't be cutting a lawn.
No.
You're missing out on actually owning a
home. I don't think I am.
No.
I think I'm good on that.
How old were you? When was the last time you cut a lawn? Tell me you've done it at least once.
No, I have. I was on a rider. I mean, my parents haven't had a lawnmower in over 10 years. So I must have been like 14, 15 maybe.
That was the last time you did some hard work.
My parents were like,
hard labor.
Why are we spending 2 hours every Saturday cutting our lawn when we can just hire out?
Listen,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So, you know, I think there's two types of people in this world. Those that bag their grass trimmings when mowing the lawn and those that just let them fly all over the yard and the rest of the neighborhood.
Oh, I was going to say people who do their lawn and people who hire out. I think those are the two separate types of people.
We see it all the time. So this is interesting because a lot of us don't think about this, but someone just messaged in. It probably is illegal, but it's also dangerous too, because when those clippings get wet, they become super slippery and motorcycles and bikes can slide on them and lose control. That's interesting.
So what are you supposed to do with them?
Most people don't think about this, but those grass clippings can kill someone.
Oh my God, the drama.
I mean, they're not wrong. That's actually, they bring
You're supposed to bag them up and throw them away? That seems like a lot of admin.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Instead of blowing them all throughout the neighborhood. And we all have that one neighbor, right? Where they have the big tree in their yard and all of their leaves fall on your side of the fence.
That's just nature. You know, nature over nurture at the end of the day.
And my dad gets so pissed because that's the thing with our neighbor. All of their leaves and pollen and everything like that falls into the pool. So we have to wait to open up the pool and then we have to close it early.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm so fortunate because we bought this house that we move into in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we don't have to deal with any of this. Everything's taken care of. My dream. My literal dream. Lawn work? Not
Listen,
for me. No. Couldn't be me.
Something, you don't know what it is yet, but there's going to be something that annoys you.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah, that's just a Tuesday, but
I mean, you have no idea who your neighbors are yet, but you are. I mean, you're sharing a wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it? A townhome? It's a townhome, I think.
Yeah, it's a condo, but I mean, but I'm trying to think because the way it's set up, we're like not. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but
what is it, like 4 units?
It is.
Okay,
but they're all like on different areas of the building. But I don't know. We'll see. I haven't been there yet. So.
Wet grass clippings are seriously dangerous. People don't realize they can cause real accidents. That came in from Chris. Yeah.
Get off your bike and walk it.
So guys, listen, it is illegal to blow your grass clippings into the street. Okay.
Moose here with all the hard and fast laws.
I'm just saying.
Just like we were talking about the fishing law the other day, and then someone was like, yeah, actually.
I didn't know you needed a license to fish. I had no idea.
I told you that 4 times.
And I'm like,
you know nothing. I'm like, you literally need a license. You can just pick it up at Walmart.
But in my head, I'm like, are they standing behind me and watching me cast a line?
Our coworker got a ticket.
I thought
they're having it 1 day expired.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
I'm learning so much on this show. You know what I mean? It's just wonderful.
It's literally just an educational tool for you.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Moose. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece.
That's right. It's another Monday already. Today, we're going to pay our respects to Diane Keaton, who passed away on Saturday at the age of 79 at her home in L.A. But I picked a movie that she did. Breezy, you've never seen this film.
I don't even know who this woman is. All my friends were like, guys, I'm flipping. She's dead. And I was like, who?
You do know who she is.
Grandma.
You do know who she is. She's an Oscar-winning actress. She was in The Godfather
3. I'm better with faces, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll go home tonight. You'll watch this film and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. 585-252-9800. If you happen to know the name of the film, feel free to guess, but this scene takes place on the streets of New York.
Okay.
My character and your character, they've been out a couple of times, but she has absolutely fallen in love with him. And he's just this absolute womanizer who just can't seem to commit, if you will. But she kind of loses it on him. So it's an emotional scene for your character,
okay,
if you will. So really let that shine through, will you?
I will do my absolute darndest.
All right. Well, any questions on your end?
I think I'm good.
Let's set the tone in the scene for New York City, shall we? Lights, camera, and action. I do like seeing you, and I do. I'm just always surprised by it.
Surprised by it? What was I thinking?
I have never lied. Listen, I have never lied to you. I've always told you some version of the truth.
The truth doesn't have versions, okay?
Now, you're a little bit more emotional, and you've been crying, so you're heavy in the chest, okay? Right. I have never lied to you. I have always told you some version of the truth.
The truth doesn't have versions, okay?
Will you just cut me a little slack? My life has been turned upside down.
Mine too!
Well, then let's just slow down and get our bearings.
Evens. Enough with the typos. I can't do it.
Just okay, Breezy.
I've had my bearings this whole damn life. My whole damn life. Listen to me. I felt something with you that I really never knew existed. Do you know what it's like after 20 years of marriage to feel something for another person? You know what? It's not your problem. It's my problem. Taxi!
Erica, can you wait just a second? The truth is, I don't know how to be a boyfriend.
That's what you have to say after all of this? You don't know how to be a boyfriend?
It's not a small thing, Erica.
Are we done?
I don't know.
Oh my God! I can't believe this! Taxi!
And cut. Well done, Breeze. Well done. Okay. Well, I'll give you a second to just catch your breath there. What is the name of that film we just acted out for Mooster Peace Theater? So this movie was from 2003.
Uh-huh. And
yes. Like we said, it stars Oscar-winning Diane Keaton. And in honor of her passing, we had to act out.
How did she die? How old was she? What happened?
She was 79.
That's not that old.
No, and they think, I mean, her health was declining, but it sounded like it was sudden and came out of nowhere.
God.
Somebody's asking, is Jack Nicholson also in this movie? Yes, along with Keanu Reeves. And yes, somebody did guess it's Something's Gotta Give from 2003. This is a comedy romance.
Okay.
Similar to last week's film. Which was also a comedy romance. What was it? Was it Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
I think something like that.
Yeah.
So Breezy.
We should really start doing scary movies.
Yeah, we're going to. But honestly, I just, you know, with
everything that happened over the weekend.
Yes. You're going to love this movie, though, too, because I know you're into these types of films.
This is like one of my mom's favorite movies, so I wish she was home to watch it, but that's totally fine.
Is it? Me and your mother have really the same taste when it comes to films.
I really do think that.
Yeah, she's a huge fan of The Human Centipede. I mean, who doesn't like watching somebody's mouth get sewn to somebody else's ass, you know?
Mouth to ass. Yeah, for sure. A lot of mouth to ass play.
So Something's Gotta Give is on the agenda for tonight. You'll bring that in tomorrow and review it. Hopefully a decent score, Breezy.
I mean, I can't wait to find out who this Diane woman is everyone keeps talking about. She's crushing it.
She was, yes. Peaks by Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Will be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Does it take a village to raise a child? Yes or no?
That's what they say. That's the old wise tale. It takes a village.
The old
it takes everyone.
Why is it a wise tale?
I don't know. Old saying, wise tale, whatever. Call it what you must. But I've heard it time and time and time again. It takes a village to raise a child. It's a group effort. It's a group project. It's a collective. Okay, well, I fear that that saying only applies when that person is helping you in the way that you want them to.
I feel like there's a hot take coming on here, but go ahead.
I'll tell you what I mean by that. I think that is the hot take. I think that it takes a village to raise a child is bogus. It takes a village to raise a child to help you do tasks that you need help with. You don't want someone to parent your child the way you wouldn't want them to be parented. For example, I didn't do this on Saturday, but I was at my wit's end and very close.
Okay.
Me and two of my friends went to go get pho.
Oh,
and
my favorite.
It was a cold, rainy day.
Sure
and
was.
I was like, I need it.
Let's go get some soup.
Right now. So we go to this restaurant. It's a hole in the wall. There's probably six tables in the whole place. Like, it's not a big spot.
Okay.
Not a lot of space. Totally fine. Most of those places normally, I mean, like, are some of the best if they're smaller, right? Less product to pump out, more time being, you know, intimate. The chef knows all of us by name. It's fine. There is a family in there. It's like a woman, maybe her friend, maybe her partner, I'm not really sure, and two kids, a girl and a boy. And they are just taking those chopsticks and they are banging them together like they're in a rock band, like they're playing rock band.
It's hard to ignore that when you're in a place that only has six tables.
Correct. And they just kept going and going and going. And I looked at my friend dead in the face and I said, I'm gonna snap the chopsticks. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to snap the chopsticks. And we were just at our wit's end. And I got thinking, not that I ever would, because again, I don't know these people.
Don't know what they're capable of.
You don't know what they're capable of. No, I don't know really what's going on in that kid's head. Like, he could be dangerous, right? So they're the most unpredictable beings out there besides dogs. So I'm like, this is just so annoying. But you know what? If I were to go say something to that child / parent, I would look like the ass.
Oh, of course.
It'd be my fault. But it's like, parent your child. And it's so annoying that, like, my head just keeps going back to the saying of, like, it takes a village. Like, you know, you need all the help in the world to raise a kid. Okay, but when I or anyone, it's not just me, when anyone offers help or guidance, they're met with nothing but dismay. Nothing but...
Not always.
I'd say 80% of the time. Everyone gets so butthurt. And listen, I'm not a parent. I hope to be a parent one day. And maybe I'll feel differently about this when I actually am a parent. But I just think it's so fake, that saying alone, because you don't want the help unless it's exactly the way that you would do it.
Well, not
or
only...
Or it's a ride somewhere or something along the lines.
I mean, there's a couple of things that come to mind here. Is one, the parents are just like, you know, at this point, they're just tone deaf to it. They're just absolutely checked out. They've had enough. The other thing is I'm really curious and wondering how many people have actually lost it on another person's child when they're out in public. Because there are some people who have no problem disciplining other people's kids.
And then it's not appropriate.
No, but there are some people and some parents are like, thank you for that. Johnny.
Well, remember what I did with the chicken?
At the diner?
At Steve's Diner?
Yeah.
Oh, I lost it. I lost it. Breezy, and the parents didn't even know.
Lost it on some poor little kid at the diner.
Not poor. Not poor at all. He threw a metal chicken at my head.
This reminds me of the time when I was traveling from, where was I going? L.A. to Florida. And this kid in the back of me was ruthless. Just kept kicking my seat. And I was just wondering, throughout that entire flight, how long it was going to take the dad sitting next to him to say something, anything.
They don't.
Anything.
They don't.
Never did.
They don't care.
I finally had to stand up and look at him.
Yeah.
I had to stare him down. I didn't use my words. I just gave him the look my father used to give me.
Like, I don't know you.
Try it again.
He's like, I don't know you. I'm going to keep kicking.
And that's what he did.
These kids are just like so disrespectful too. Like they don't, like kids don't expect, like, respect authority. Also, they like barely respect their parental authority. So why are they going to respect you, a random stranger? And where are you as a parent going to step in and say, hey, Johnny, maybe we don't bang the chopsticks together like we're playing Guitar Hero?
Yep.
Like, what are we doing
and
here?
See, this is the thing. This is my thing, too. It's not my kid. It's not my business. I just keep my head down.
Correct, but also you're making it everyone's business by being in a restaurant with six tables and having your child practice for, you know, Battle of the Bands. Like, I don't know what's happening. This person says, it does take a village, and this is coming from someone who doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
It is insanely difficult to maintain a relationship with your spouse and keep up with your mental health when you don't have help at all. This is not an excuse for you not parenting your child, though.
Yeah, 100%. somebody said, I lost it on a kid who kept pushing mine at the playground. His dad was on his phone the whole time. I don't regret a thing.
I think that's different, though. I think there is something to be said for, like, me just being there in a restaurant being annoyed. Like, I'm an adult. I can figure it out. I can move past it. But
someone puts hands on your kid?
Right. When your kid's involved or you're defending someone else, like the chicken thing, like, that was different because they weren't throwing the chicken at me. They were throwing the chicken at someone next to me.
Can you explain this chicken?
Yeah. So,
it's ceramic. What is it?
So it was metal. It was a metal chicken.
Terrible decor.
It truly was horrible. Horrid. And I was out at a diner and there was booths on either side of this like ledge in the middle. And this kid was on the other side of the booth and the whole ledge was like littered with different antiques and decor and things of that nature. And there was this metal chicken and the kid kept pushing the chicken over the ledge and it would fall on the table on the other side of him. And he did it once and I thought it was an accident. And then he proceeded to do it again and I lost it. I grabbed the chicken out of the neighboring booth next to me. I held it up over my head. I looked over and I said, knock it off. And I took the chicken and I put it on my table.
There it is.
Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with Breezy. Not when she's eating.
I don't care
if
you're 5 or if you're 55. Don't mess with me.
So basically what it comes down to is if your kid is throwing food in a restaurant and you're ignoring it, don't get mad when somebody says something.
100%. Don't look at me like I'm the bad guy. Parent your child.
You came to eat. You didn't come to dodge nuggies.
No, or metal chickens flying in the air. Chopsticks.
Guys, hey.
It goes in my ear. I'm like, okay.
Hey, takes a village. Chin up.
Oh, only the village you want, though.
That's right.
Such bogus.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.